This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I'm at the soda store with Jason. Terry.
Yes.
And he is like, hey, which kind of root beer do we like again? I can't remember. Like, which one did we get last time? Was it barrel brewed or was it draft brewed? And I'm just like, I don't know, get the one with the dog on it. Right?
Yeah, the spicy kind.
But I don't know if it was the one with the dog in it. Well, the spicy kind is Barks. That's the one that has bite.
That one has bite. That's what I thought you meant when you said with the dog.
That one has bite. No. But the dog barks. Yes, that's close. But this one is like a different dog, like a brown guy. So I am saying, just get that one.
Oh, like that kind of dog?
Hmm?
Like...
Like a chocolate lab.
Oh, okay. Just didn't understand what you meant for a second.
Yeah, like one of my dogs.
Okay.
Like DMX is always talking about his chocolate lab.
Takes me back. Okay, got it.
So anyway, and he's going, but I think the one with the professor on it is actually the one that I really liked. And I'm like, look, Jet, just pick a root beer already.
Remember when... he got the tattoo of the trophy, of the basketball trophy.
Mm-hmm. And then he have the trophy.
And then
after.
He won the trophy.
And then he get the trophy.
And nobody stopped to think about what to do with this amazing power.
Oh, well, and also I was like, why don't you just get a tattoo of the root beer you like so you don't forget it anymore? And then you'll be able to hold that up over your head
and
in
then,
the store.
Yes, because if he got...
That's a real victory.
That's like memento.
If it's the professor or whatever. Because then I also remember that he got a tattoo of a shamrock for the 6 months he was going to play for the Boston Celtics.
Yes, and then did he get a shamrock? I assume he got a shamrock.
I think that, yeah, lucky the mascot gave it to him, punch him in the nose.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood
Handbook. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. We want to do something a little different today, not because anything else hasn't worked. Like, everything else is working fine.
Going good, and big listeners and people like the show, people know about it. But one thing we see is other shows that people know, too, and that seems better. And we're seeing some of these shows, like, we've talked about before, Gilmore Guys, and they talk about the show they like, and then we've seen Pat Walsh, who we kind of launched to stardom from our show.
He has a new show now.
After he is done making it weird, now make a new podcast with Eva Fangoria.
And he and her talk over movie. They watch movies and they talk over them. They talk about them. So it's like we have all these people on our show, and then they go off and do another show talking about TV show, movie.
Which kind of is our area. And so what if we talk over TV show, movie, and now you know how it's good?
Yes, because so what Gilmore Guys don't do, they talk about the show, but they don't talk about it during the show.
No, they play a little clip.
Which means I'm supposed to watch the whole show and then listen to them.
And then try to remember.
And when am I going to have time for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
And this way, if they were just watching the show.
Speaking of lunch.
During the show.
Speaking of lunch.
While I listened to it and watched.
I did the most embarrassing thing. And you ever have one of those moments in your life you wish you could just hit the undo button?
Oh, yes.
So I'm
going. There's a combination of buttons that does that as well.
Oh, I wish I knew that for this because I'm in line at one of these places that has all these foods, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And as I walk up to the counter, I'm sort of seeing they've got them all written down on this kind of menu.
Oh,
and I
great.
go, oh, and I'm trying to pick between the different salads and stuff. And I go, you know what? I'm going to get this combo, the two soups and a salad. But it was actually two salads and a soup. You know, like that's not even so they offer two different bowls of soup and a salad. No, you get a little cup of soup and you get two salads.
Two big salads.
Oh, my God. Mm. And the whole place laughed at me. And Minka Kelly was there and she laughed at me, too. From
I didn't mean to make Charlie's you think Angels. About that bad lunch you had.
Oh, that was lunch this week. And I just and I haven't eaten it since.
So what we want is to play. We're going to play a TV show and we're going to talk over the show. So when you binge, when you want to binge, you can listen to, you can, it can be like you're binging with friends.
Yeah. So it's like if it's a show you loved, you go back through it and experience it with your buddies, Sean and Hayes. And if you've never seen the show, what a great way in to hear Hayes and Sean tell you how they're your buddies and they're watching it.
And we talked about what different shows to do. I looked outside and they have, they talk about different shows on the sign.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about.
I called the library and I was saying how I love shows. And it didn't yield as much results as what I want. Because what did you see outside, Hayes? What signs was there?
They talk about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Mm-hmm. They talk about Bastard Executioner, mm-hmm. things like that. It doesn't say where they are.
Yes.
And it almost looks like when you look at the big sign, like it's about to start.
Yeah, well, and I've found myself in front of those signs for quite some time.
Because it looks like a big outside movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like it's saying, here it comes. And I don't know if it starts whenever you turn around,
mm-hmm.
like if it's that, if it's only when you're not looking, but it doesn't say anything where to find to watch.
So speaking of outside movie Hayes, so some people may know that here in Los Angeles, they do these very cool, creepy screenings at Hollywood Forever Cemetery where they play a movie outside. And maybe they'll say,
cult classic, mm-hmm. like Indiana Jones.
So it says, come see Indiana Jones, you know, one of these movies you've heard about, but maybe you've never watched. And come see it in the cemetery. So, okay, that's a neat idea. And I've heard people talk about it. But let me tell you, God forbid you go to the wrong cemetery or at the wrong time of day or in the wrong area of it and start watching Indiana Jones because people are crying and they're being mad and there's dirt everywhere and it is a total nightmare and there's no way to know. I'm just trying to watch Indiana Jones's cemetery like all my hipster friends.
But you go in the daytime.
When well, yeah, I'm busy at night.
And the cemetery in the daytime is for people.
Yes, because it's at night it's living. For ghouls. And so I'm not really going to go watch a movie there where ghouls could actually come and get me and there's only porta potty toilets. Imagine.
So the show we could find, we Google show, we get Nip Tuck. Season 4, episode 8.
We wanted to see the first one,
yes.
But and then I realized why.
Why?
That's when they're still figuring it out.
Yes.
This one, they probably really have their feet under them.
Yes. And so we're going to watch the whole show, and we'll talk about it with you, and you can watch it too, if you like.
Or don't. And hopefully you'll be able to hear the show while we watch it, but we sometimes have trouble with the volume, and also sometimes we're against the law.
And so we need to hear the noise to sync up to start the show, but I don't know how you have to make the noise while I start it because I can't make a noise and start the show at the same time.
Who, me?
Yes.
So I make a noise to say that it starts?
Yes. So because people they have to start at the same time, so we're not talking spoilers.
But do you
seeing something before
that's
they
fine, but can you give me a signal when you're gonna start it so I know when
I'll
to make
say,
the noise?
I'll say start it.
Uh-huh. And then I'll make the noise.
Yes, and then
but when you say start it, can you point or something?
No, because then
you
I
need
have to,
your
I'm
hand
using
to
my
start
hand.
It.
Yeah, and the other hand is holding the clicking hand still.
Should I make the noise with my hand? Because mine's free. Or should I point at you? You say start it. I'll point at you, and then I'll make the noise.
Okay, that's good, because then that'll tell me when I should go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this one's called Connor McNamara, which is one of the best guys on the show. And Engineer Connor, that's so interesting for you, because that's your name as well.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to get your mic so you can thank us?
Thanks, guys.
For mentioning your name, huh?
Yeah, that's my name. Thank you.
Yeah, Engineer Connor.
And so... And that's just what that's a funny coincidence. And we'll probably find more as we go through the show. Nip Tuck, season 4, episode 8. Okay, start it.
And okay, and then I make the noise.
Yeah,
I should have picked noise, a noise but, because I'm doing the point.
And I did try to click, but it hasn't gone.
Oh, what a lucky thing.
Now it's going. Go, go, go.
Boom.
Tiptoe around his condition.
Oh, Dinklage.
Dinklage.
Dinklage. He's actually very handsome.
We feel it's his best chance to live a normal.
You know how girls say, like, you have a plastic surgery. He's actually very handsome.
Holy shit.
Come on.
Yeah, he looked good to me.
She's okay.
One thing is, it looked like the baby's hand is in the is a Vulcan symbol. Mm-hmm.
And he called, they were doing a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all what happened before. And now we're into what's happening now. They're doing a surgery on a woman. Oh, boy. Okay. Himself. Just catching up.
I don't remember this guy. I've seen him in something. Can I answer that? Maybe this. There are a
few things That's Precious.
No, you can't answer that, Yvette.
Isn't it?
Wanted someone with an opinion, I'd have hired
I don't Jones. Think it is.
Who is it? It's her mom.
Or it's one of her friends.
I think it's her mom, and I think her name was Precious as well.
Oh, Mrs. G. It had to. It's my only defense against the...
And I wonder if this guy's a mean guy or a nice guy.
It has been a long recovery, Dr. Troy.
A long...
Okay, Dr. Troy.
Okay, Dr. Troy.
Dr. Troy.
So I moved home.
So that's a big clue.
So, okay, we're starting to piece it together. Mm-hmm. And his name must have been... Last name was Troy before he became a doctor.
I haven't seen anyone. I was so depressed about how I looked, I wouldn't even let my own daughter visit me.
And so she must have gotten some kind of surgery before. And it's interesting to think
she
about.
She did.
Is that what we saw? Was that her?
One of the things is they were going, you're addicted to plastic surgery to
yes.
this woman. And that's one of the things they do on the show.
And so... That's one of the things that it's helpful to explain, I think, because that is one of the things we do know, that this is a plastic surgery show.
So here's, and the show will keep going, but I have, I think, a very good thing to tell you. And it is, we were talking about lunch before, mm-hmm. and we're seeing these doctors doing hospital stuff
yes.
in these sort of surgery rooms. And so one funny thing
she
that
said
you
said she had stage 4 lung cancer, but I heard
hang on,
I heard,
we'll get to the show.
I heard lunch cancer.
We'll get back to the show.
No, but I'm, this is about what you're talking about.
It is, but here's something funny you can do, Hayes. If you're sort of eating your lunch and you finished your lunch and you're sort of ready to move on and you're done, you've got the empty plate in front of you.
Yes.
Here's a funny joke that you can do. You can go.
Okay.
Time of death.
Of an invasive procedure would be too much for you right now.
Yeah, I thought you might say that.
Oh, and then so someone else says what time it is?
Yeah, like about the meal, you know?
Like you...
Like you're calling it.
Oh, you're calling
like
it.
Like the meal's over.
You ate it.
Time of death. Like they do in the hospital.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've been trying to...
Not efficient. They're talking it so much on this show.
Yeah.
Zsa Zsa is dead.
I'll need shit to pants. Pounds out of you to get you into a
size 2 dress. Why do I care? I'll be dead.
Okay. So the story is...
Surgeon, I won't be your undertaker.
She is sick. Who has an ounce of you? And she wants to be...
My body
like, handsome.
And mm-hmm.
when she dies.
I want you to be the last man to touch it.
Did you see Last Man on Earth?
Oh, yeah. Or I started to. Which one is that?
That's the one. The sign for that one. Hang on. I'm trying
credits.
Yeah, credits.
So they're drawing the on the people.
Of, yeah, drawing on
I liked
the,
it.
The bottom of a boob.
One of the things I like, yeah. Oh, like mannequins or something.
And now these are all the people that are in it.
But they're like robo people. They're Simone versions of the people, mm-hmm. you know? Remember
yes.
Simone with Al Pacino?
That is happening now. It's so crazy how
they are doing
how
it.
People said when Simone was on that it would never happen.
Mm-hmm.
And now, today, it is happening.
Well, how often fiction becomes science?
There,
truth.
Now I think there are three Simones.
You can have sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
What did you want to say?
I wouldn't, because I never have to pay for it.
But then they
it.
Get mad.
I never have to pay for it.
If you do it too much...
Why would you pay for it?
If you do it too much, they get mad, and then they get revenge.
It becomes you, Julia.
That sound is for when you're supposed to drink water as well, if you're listening.
It's on Monday.
Mm-hmm. So you don't go through the whole thing and don't have any water.
We were supposed to drink like 15 glasses a day.
You okay? You got in so late last night.
Now all the names have
a slash
in the middle because
the
this
wrote.
Was the first show. People talk about the history. This was the first show that told you when one word was ending and when the other one was supposed to start mm-hmm. in the name of the show.
Mm. This is one of these camera tricks that make me mad,
okay.
where she is feeding the baby.
Yeah, that's right.
From one of her frontal torpedoes.
I hate this, yeah.
And they have the baby's head in such a way from the camera where if I was in this kitchen, I'd be able to see whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I say just seems to stress
And they have
just focus.
But the baby's blocking it from
So
where
the
they
baby
are.
Is covering the whole that's a good thing. The whole thing.
Yeah, it's
the baby's
like, well,
mouth.
Move the camera onto the side or something.
Yeah, and also just like pull the baby's mouth out a little bit so just the tip of the mouth is on it and I can see everything else.
Or get rid of the baby. Get the baby out of
there. Don't get rid of the baby. I want a little of the baby's mouth. I want the baby's mouth to be just barely touching it.
Okay, so I can imagine that. But, but you don't. I wasn't saying hurt the baby. I was just saying like move it.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying hurt the baby either. You don't want to move it too fast. Oh boy, what is happening?
Oof, this is like a flashback. So this must be season one or whatever.
Yeah, this must be when the
because it looks like
when
the 50s.
Dr. Troy was a kid.
This isn't about me. He's being taunted and humiliated, and he is suffering.
See, you don't see his face. I wonder if there, it's like the baby has a funny face.
Yeah, and stupid.
Did I do this right, Dad?
Oh, and he's holding the glove. He's almost like
over
Wilson from Home Improvement.
They use all these camera tricks where they're trying to hide. Does he have a nipple on his
Everyone's
face, maybe?
Everyone's hiding everything. I hope by the end of the episode I see his face.
Incredibly lucky. I promise.
Now, this is the other... doctor, I presume. Now, people were always asking which one's Nip and which one's Tuck in this
mm-hmm.
show.
I have a guess.
Well,
take the morning for yourself. You deserve it.
Is the Nip the one that the baby was?
You would assume, but the way they film it, there's no way to know. And then is he Tuck because he tuck it all the way back between, like, make it look like doing. That, you know, I think
yes,
they call
playing
it
a
mangina.
Trick. Yes, playing a trick. Being deceitful is
what
I that
love
is.
Words like this, right? Mangina, where you're combining a word.
I like when they get in the dictionary. Isn't it so when you see the new dictionary?
What a victory for our generation.
Try holding up a little business.
Like, drop the mic.
Well, everyone's like, oh, we're done with words. And it's like, well, we already proved that we're not because I just invented mangina. And now everyone has to deal with it in the dictionary.
And ginormous.
Ginormous.
So we can always remember it.
Def, D-E-F, like from after Def Comedy Jam started.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you got your nose out of that newspaper and paid him some attention, he wouldn't be such a little asshole.
Don't call my son an asshole, or your kids are going to see their old man get his ass kicked.
Sorry, I got really absorbed in the show for a minute.
He's punching a fat guy.
Not half as big an asshole as his father.
I'm not on the main character's side.
Yeah, I'm not either. I don't think he should have called the boy an asshole.
Yeah, he called the little kid an asshole, then he punched his dad.
And they're making fun of... They keep talking
Ryan
about...
Ryan Murphy.
How is she?
But I told you, she stopped eating. You gotta
so this
it.
Is...
I gave an IV and she pulled it out.
I wonder if this is the same... This is actually... Because when I see Ryan Murphy, I know they're going to be...
Do that.
Spooky elements.
And well, I'm thinking of something else too, because Ryan Murphy has Precious on his American Horror Story now.
Right.
Is this how he knows her? Is because he had her mom in this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, I mean, so.
Slightly different circumstances from when you were last here, Dr. Troy.
This is where it's very helpful that we have worked so much in TV and stories that we can piece together what's happening now. A lot of people would jump in the middle and go like, well, hold on, what about what, how do these guys know each other? And the fact is, I could tell just from looking, this guy's a doctor.
It's doctors, it's plastic surgery.
It's doing surgery on the people, right? Hey,
yes, changing. The people's looks, body.
The looks of the body.
Yes.
With only two regrets. That I didn't sleep with you when I had the chance.
She's trying to fuck this guy, but she's older. Rainbow Room.
And so...
Rainbow Room.
She's in bed and he's sitting on the bed.
Listen to my demo on your way home. You'll see.
So she's in like a punk band.
She has spiky red hair.
And like a silk,
like Johnny Rotten.
Silk kimono. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's maybe Johnny Rotten's mom, and she's friends with Precious. Mom.
I hate how Johnny Rotten's up to no good.
Oh, gosh. You know.
Go back where you came from.
There's a certain level of, sure, I like to, you know, thumb my nose at the institutions and powers that be, but also do it in a polite way, not all this spitting and nastiness.
And it's like he's speaking English, but it sounds like it's from another language.
Oh, gosh. I almost hesitate to call it English, and I'd rather call it gutter speak.
And the safety pins.
Pushed everyone away.
What is it with that?
Oh, also, sex pistol? I know what that means. You're not sneaking it by me, tricking me.
Like you.
It's a wiener, Hayes. Think about it.
I don't know if that's what it is.
Really?
No, I mean...
Really? What do you think it is? Really?
I'm sorry, I didn't come...
And be really telling me.
Oh, please. You should be out there.
I thought it was like...
Dr. Troy.
You put your hand in the shape of a gun.
Trophy wise.
And you put it in...
I think that's what it is.
That actually makes sense.
I'll make you deal.
Have you done that?
For a spoonful. No.
Nah, me neither. Shot
tomorrow. But it does seem like it would maybe work.
Remember Dane Cook would do the one shape with his hand? And it's like, think about it. Like, where's, if he's saying what he's actually really going to do with that. Like, where's that last one going to go?
Yeah, that's right. Because, where's the last one going to go?
If he's doing
it. Because that is what was implied, because it was like the two fingers going up.
Yes.
But then where's the thumb?
Exactly. And so.
And the shocker, too.
Sick asshole.
Yes. Dane Cook was an innovator.
The shocker as well.
You think he changes the way that you finger people's bodies. Now, is it time to take a break?
Yeah, we have to do.
I'm so engaged, but.
Yeah, I don't know if we.
Anyone who thinks that we're thinking about bailing on watching the whole show, you're out of your mind. We're really committed to this, and it's going well. The show's generating a lot of stuff for us to talk about, and just watching the show is really getting us somewhere. So
I'm also going to call Dr. Mugabe.
I don't think, you know, because I do know sometimes people listen to episodes we do like this that are innovative.
Yes.
And they go, they really didn't know where they were going. And I just, to those people, I'm giving
just
you
wait.
I give you the super finger.
Just wait, buddy.
Yeah,
till you
wait.
Till we come back. No guest on Hollywood Handbook.
He's watching the boy play catch.
And he hit the ball.
And he's thinking about his own baseball experience.
Here comes Hayes and Sean.
And his dad's saying baseball stuff.
And so what's happened, what I've managed to put together is... the boy has funny hands. His son has funny hands.
Well, like Spock, when Spock do the symbol for Vulcan stuff, but not
so
he
that's
can't
what
do that.
So that was not
almost like Dane Cook doing his like his son has what could
he has
be seen
a permanent,
as an advantage.
He has a permanent super finger, perma shocker.
Yes,
that's what it is. Okay. And so he watched another boy. He goes to a Little League baseball field to watch other children throw baseballs.
I think he's watching the dad of the kid he beat up.
It was that kid? It is him.
Yes.
There he is. He called the guy's
he
house.
Followed him
How
something.
Did he find the guy's house?
Sorry I hit you.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Oh, wow.
I got 20 witnesses that'll swear to what they saw.
They know each other and stuff.
It seemed like they'd never met before.
For sure. They were in like a laundromat.
My son.
I think that was because there were a bunch of people eating there. I think
was that like a lunch place?
I think it was. And I didn't see, I thought it was a laundromat too at first, but then I didn't see any clothes,
washing
any up. Washing machine or dryer.
Yeah.
And there were lots of people eating
coins.
Food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And would.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. But it had the feel of a laundromat, which is something I guess some lunch places are doing, according to Hayes.
And so we're still watching the show.
Uh-huh. And it's still our show, but we're watching another one. And one thing that I love about TV.
So the subtitles of that said, it said walk off home run. And then it says indistinct in parentheses, but he said buzzer beater.
Okay. But one thing about watching.
Ryan, why in the when you were doing the subtitles.
Ryan did the subtitles for this episode.
Why did you say that was indistinct?
I didn't make the subtitles.
He clearly says buzzer beater.
Engineer Connor.
I just checked
were you
that
pissed
they were
off?
In sync.
Oh,
he said
he
bye.
He got very shy. Now
he said bye and disabled his microphone.
One thing that when I'm watching you, when I'm watching a
web fingers,
show,
not like what Spider-Man has.
When I'm watching a show, very funny, is. When we take these little breaks that we have to take, I am used to seeing TV with commercials. We've talked before about how Hulu is trying to rob us, or I'm sorry, Hulu's doing it right, and we get to pay to see the commercials on Hulu, and
yes.
And they're trying to rob us, I was going to say, because they're trying to do it ad-free now.
Yeah.
And that will make them almost as bad as cable, where it's like, yes, there's commercials, but you DVR it, and then you have to skip it.
Yes, and so here, we want to watch a commercial.
Netflix, you can't even find them if you want.
And this, why don't we watch this commercial probably the way it should be done, which is during the show.
Yes.
On top of the show.
Yes. Well, no need to stop the show, but let's find
because
a commercial.
Because then if you skip it, you're going to miss some of your favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll find a commercial to watch. I kind of like sometimes those... ones that seem like they're from Europe or so, that were
I was going to, oh gosh, I was going to say like, oh yes, because they're too naughty. Yes. I was going to say like, maybe like Sapporo or something Japanese because Sapporo. They get so crazy over there. And you're watching the commercials like, what? Like if you think Skittles is rando, how about Japanese Skittles?
Yes, I'm always seeing those appearing on my various feeds.
And big stars.
So, okay, so this is just the top beer commercial.
Did you see Lost in Translation?
No, but I heard...
Me neither.
I heard the main...
Guy.
Yes. Yeah, I heard the main guy talking about it.
Yes. With all due respect, Julia asked me to be here today to... Julia. These issues. In
other words, I'm doing the job. Now, this is not the commercial we're going to watch.
Pre-commercial.
This is a teaser for Point Break.
Yes, extreme sports.
That's playing ahead of the commercial. And now we can skip it.
This looks good.
And I'll leave it up to you. We can skip it or we can watch the Point Break
hold
teaser.
Hold on, I'm into it. Okay. Maybe it's a little mini teaser freezer.
We'll watch that on top of the show.
Splash off the boat and he's looking with binoculars. Oh, that wave's too big!
He surfed it.
No. Surfed Ray out of it. Nasty.
He crashed in the wave.
A tasty wave. Welcome, brother. They call me Bodhi. Bodhi, like from the other Point Break.
Now, what's very interesting, a decision in this movie, is they made the guy who's doing the Keanu part look like Patrick Swayze.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who is doing the Patrick Swayze part looks very much like Keanu.
And I wonder if Patrick Swayze is going to play his dad in this.
Wouldn't that be so cool?
Yes.
If he came out. Like, right, like sort of before the end, where like maybe he was the real bad guy.
And they're jumping from the plane. And this is something that people underestimate. If you are good at surfing and skydiving, then you're actually good at every extreme sport. The only prerequisite is adrenaline.
Fearlessness.
Yes.
Fearlessness. Because people are bad at surfing because they are scared.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. And if you're, and so that's also why you can't steer your squirrel suit properly.
Yes, because you're like, oh, what if I mess up?
But anybody who surfs can then do a big jump with skis.
Yes, if you just go in with a fearless attitude.
Fearlessness, or ride a dirt bike like we're seeing now.
Yes.
And do a huge jump off a fucking cliff.
Okay, so that's the first.
Okay, and what you're hearing in the background now is Nip/Tuck is still
Nip/Tuck.
Playing. Yes, here's
Japanese
Sapporo
commercial.
Beer, and he's
this
on
must
a
be
horse.
Very messed up if it's from Japan.
What?
It looks like a fantasy cave.
Oh yes, a cenote.
What is that?
Oh, cenote. It's a sinkhole. With water, and they have it in Mexico.
Is that one of your caving terms?
Yeah, well, me and Steffi have been doing more caving lately just as a way to connect underground.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's dark and you can't see someone, sometimes you see the real them, I always say.
Well, then it's like seeing them with your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Which is another way to you like map someone's face. And so if you just sort of reach out,
mm-hmm.
and make sure, by the way, that you're not touching a fish.
Oh, yeah.
Reaching out and gently mapping a fish's face with your fingers, because then you'll have trouble looking at your significant other the same way anymore.
Well, and one thing I like to do when we're down there is I go, hey, could you feel this rock and see if it feels normal? And then what I really make her do is touch something else.
I've tried, my experience with that is, I say, feel this rock, see if it feels normal. that it's underwater.
Mm.
And then she feels it, and she's like, "It's not. It feels very soft for a rock."
Yeah.
It's like very squishy.
Fleshy.
It's hard to convince them that it's a rock because it is so, it has so much give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's buoyant.
Because, yes, it floats. It floats so much. Okay.
Before you make any decisions.
That it kind of, because it's almost like cork, except soft cork. And it kind of like brings your whole body to the surface.
Yeah.
The lower part of your body mm-hmm. is like on the surface.
Yes.
And so then your head
it's
is going
turning
under.
You upside down. Yeah. And it's dangerous. Truly.
It's very dangerous to be in the water.
Yes, with all that soft, gushy cork. And the, just as a PS, the commercial was messed up. Unfortunately, it had no noise. But it looked like a magic world. This lady again.
What's happening on Nip Tuck? It's the same lady.
Dinklage.
Dinklage. He's actually very handsome.
To help me through this. You're my rock. I can't go through this alone.
You're my rock. Okay, that's maybe a reference to what we were talking about.
I wonder if they have concrete suggestions on how to the idea that Dinklage is one of the surgeons. I'm not saying that's bad. If that's what he's doing, I actually think that's very interesting.
Mm.
But it seems like he would, and this is not against like what he's like at all, but if he were going to be doing that, he would have to be kind of suspended from the ceiling.
Mission Impossible style.
Mission Impossible style.
And doing the surgery.
And someone is
as
like
a secret.
And someone is like guiding, just so he could like get a good angle on.
But I think all surgeons should have to do that.
Because otherwise, sometimes they can't reach.
It's bad for your back, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They kissed.
He's kissing a regular woman.
I believe she's sitting down and he's, why I have to leave. Standing up.
And he must be mega boned out right now because it was a very deep kiss. And he's walking away and effectively giving himself blue balls.
So maybe
Hayes,
that's
the worst blue balls you've ever had.
Well, that's so interesting because maybe that's what he has to go to the doctor for.
Oh, because yeah, you could get sick.
Because I had to go see a surgeon. I had these giant blue balls.
She's not gonna catch anything.
It's her last time in saddle, Sean. Might as well give her the full.
Oh, and I had to
dude.
Go.
Dude, stomach ache.
Yeah, it was really hurting my stomach, and I had to like Linda go into the doctor and say like, "Doc, I have blue balls." And he looked at him and he was like, "Yeah, we do have to take care of this right away. I got it so bad that it was like a medical emergency."
Mm-hmm. That you had to bust or else. She missed her life. Yeah.
She had a singing career. Did you know that?
They had to suck the...
Didn't know much about her besides her desperate
the nut or whatever
precious
it was.
Precious juice, yeah.
That, out of me, yeah.
Yep.
And then afterwards, I don't know what they did with it because they were like... I was like, can I have it just to make sure that it's...
Not out there getting used to make a race of super soldiers.
And they were like, oh, we don't know. We just
somebody must have
threw it in the garbage.
Flushed it or whatever. And meanwhile, it's, you hear all the noise in the background of them making these rifles.
Obsessed with physical perfection.
At the moment, I'm grateful for every single surgery that's given me the skill to make my son whole.
Making rifles to shoot the...
What if you couldn't fix
Colin? The special juice.
Make him as close to perfect as possible.
Hmm?
Is that what the rifles do?
Well, it's for the super soldiers once they're
oh,
completed.
Okay. I thought they would use it. They fill up the rifles with the juice, and then you would shoot it on a normal person, and they would become a super soldier.
Well, if you
soldier.
Shoot a woman in the stomach with it, also now she's pregnant with a super soldier because you have basically a bullet with special juice on it.
Besides, I could use you a long time.
And if it's because it's being shot in there, it makes the baby faster and bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
that's a really bad case of blue balls.
The faster it goes in there, I was told that when...
How did you get them so bad? Was some chick just teasing you off?
Yeah, it was. I was watching TV.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't have one.
I was watching Wild on E.
Mm.
And spending a half hour with Jules Asner without getting that release.
Mm-hmm.
And the show's on very late at night. So by the time I went to the doctor, there's, you know, you have to go to
long
the emergency
line.
Room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, very long line. It is the faster that it goes in there, it's true, the faster the baby comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first time...
That's why I don't finish inside.
Yes.
But I've never had that.
Yours goes very fast. I have the opposite problem.
Too fast.
Mine goes extremely...
Too fast.
Extremely slow.
Mm.
I have to, like, carve out some time afterwards,
just to
for
sort
it
of
all to kind of like
work, get all the way out,
work its way yeah. out. Yes,
yeah, it's almost if you've ever seen the maple syrup process, where the sap sort of dribbles out of the tree overnight.
It is yeah. yes, the very beginning of mm-hmm. the maple syrup mm-hmm. process, and they attach a metal bucket to sort of my undercarriage. And it's sort of
King Dribbler. I mean, you know.
But yes, yours is very fast.
Yeah, but I've never had. I mean, perhaps as a result, I don't need to carve out time. I've never
and
had
so you
that
don't,
experience.
That's why you don't finish inside. You go to like the other room.
I don't finish inside. I always bust, and I never pay for it. And so I haven't had some of these. This is why I interview you about this stuff. It's so interesting to me.
And it's not like faster or slower is better. Actually, something in the middle would probably be best.
One thing about this show now, Nip Tuck, is the lady they're doing the surgery on is the lady singing while they're
singing
doing the surgery.
Singing at the same time. Yes.
How fucked up is that?
Mm-hmm. And Burt Bacharach is the guest, and you remember him from Austin Powers.
Yeah, he's... $1 million, right?
Yes. Yes. This is gross.
I wish they didn't have to show him carving up because, yeah. you know, not that long before we were practically almost seeing the baby sucking on milk. And so, mm-hmm. and now to then put gross stuff, it's going to conflate these two things in a way that perhaps makes me a pervert.
Yeah. But this was a good way. I've never seen this show, but I sometimes Google image it.
Mm.
And this was a good way to see, because you can show a breast on TV if it's fully removed from a woman's body.
Or men.
Or men. And so this was a good this,
but it can be on a rat's back.
Mm-hmm.
It can be part of a cabinet.
Yes,
it can be a funny doorbell. So they've managed to find a lot of different ways. Ooh, I'm gonna see his face.
Why don't they laugh at me? They're fools if they laugh.
Do you?
Who cares what fools think?
Is that Breaking Bad's brother's wife? Is that actress?
I don't think so.
I think it's Breaking Bad's brother's
well,
wife.
I'm interested. It doesn't really look like her. I guess it could be. What makes you say that? Because she has a baby,
brown
but she doesn't
hair.
Have a baby.
Oh,
on
yeah.
show. She does have, sort He's of has brown hair. I wouldn't even say it's really brown.
No, not totally.
Parts of it are a little brown.
The middle.
What are you doing home so early?
She's and I wouldn't pissed. Say that Breaking Bad's brother's wife really... had brown hair either.
This part's unrealistic because my wife could never talk to me like that.
Yeah, Sean, we do.
His name's Sean.
Oh, shit.
And so we have... Oh, that makes you mad?
I know I've been kind of a mad
yeah.
man lately. I've been so obsessed with...
You said... You heard that someone else had your name and you said, oh, shit?
Yeah.
Why? Does that mess something up for you?
Come on. I gotta compete with every Sean, Dick, and Harry on TV.
Surgery?
No. About me.
I'm the Sean in this town.
Okay, just to be the Sean.
Baby.
Okay, that makes sense.
Good, I'm gonna see his fucked up face.
I hope they show it, but I wonder if it's just like they've been teasing this in every episode of the show forever.
Yeah.
And every time you watch it, you say, I'm gonna get to see the boy's face.
Yeah.
And then you get to the end.
No.
Oh, boy. I mean, because everyone else on the show gets to see it. Why don't I get to see it?
Yeah, just because I'm not on the show.
I mean, the back of this kid's head is great. All right. It's, like, really good. It looks soft. But I do want to see the front as well.
They found several dozen ways to show me the back of his head and to put him in various hoods and hats.
Oh, okay. I'm so close. I can see the top part. Oh, boy.
It really is like Wilson.
When did you have the surgery? Who paid for it?
So he had a smile train.
Mother used the college money. We did it behind my dad's
face.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me wonder if that's what Wilson had. Financial
aid. Yeah, I think so.
He forgave her. He left a few months later.
That's why he left you guys. Always seemed such a mystery to me.
I think he felt.
Is this the other doctor?
Yes, we.
I don't know.
Wasn't there supposed to be two?
There is.
Mom worked two jobs to support us.
Are you try to figure out which is the other one?
No, he's doing surgery with the other one, but he just didn't have a story or something this week.
No, you didn't.
I know. I saw the other one. I remember Dr. Troy. Oh, he said
this
good.
Dr. Troy.
He is a plastic surgeon, so they've revealed it.
Mm-hmm.
They solved it. It was him.
So they solved it. So this might be the last one.
Yeah, I guess.
And now does he become the Joker?
Maybe they'll establish a new mystery.
Does he become the Joker because we know he's changed his mouth once?
Yeah, so it does seem like he would be able to change it again with the toxin.
And they showed him basically punch a man for no reason, and that's the very beginnings of really starting to embrace chaos.
Because what I love about all shows is wondering which characters, which boy is going to grow up to be Batman.
Mm. Who's
and which of the
Gordon.
Other characters are going to be the different bad guys from Batman's world.
And even in shows with adults.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of done with this. Do you want to stop it?
Well, it did go black for a second, and I was hoping
that's the end.
That was going to be the end, but it was not over.
He's the only one at the funeral, and he killed her on the operating table.
She did die, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so she was singing that was her heaven prize. Yeah, I guess if we could just have it be...
What do you think happens when you die, Hayes?
Well... Oh, I thought she was just going to say, I came. That's such an interesting question to think about.
You're bad. You're filthy. I'm asking what happens when you die and you just want to go back telling more stories about being King Dribbler.
I think it's that you start over again. You get to decide who you want to be next.
And pick it out, yeah.
Yes, and you can take a break if you want. You can take as long a break as you want and watch everyone else make their decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also reserve somebody so people can't take your choice.
Yeah, be your guy.
Yes, and it can be someone who already lived. It can be anyone.
She put it all in.
Mm-hmm.
For people that need a little work. And it can even be someone who is alive, and you can start being them at any point in their life.
That's very spiritual. So you don't think we're just worm food?
No. Unless worm you food. Want to be worm food.
Unless you pick to be that.
Unless you pick worm food.
So do you have your eye on anybody to be next time?
I would like to...
El Chapo or anybody?
El Chapo would be really interesting. I guess I would like to have the brains of El Chapo. Because you can combine anybody as well. Brains of El Chapo. Speed of... What was the guy? Not Usain Bolt. That's too fast.
Dan and Dave. Remember when Dan and Dave were going to race at Barcelona? Should be learned from. But then one of them didn't qualify.
Yes, I'd like the speed of Dan and Dave.
Or were you going to say Michael Johnson with his gold sneakers?
Now that would be interesting.
But do you get the sneakers if you pick to be him, or do you have to go and find them still?
Yes, no, you can get his sneakers.
He already has them, or you have to go find them, Hayes?
So what do they boycott at your funeral?
You're obsessed with your looks and you have to go find them, but he tells you, he gives you the initial clue.
Ah, that's cool. So the speed of him and the brains of El Chapo.
Mm-hmm.
And then any particular body or face?
I guess the body of Tim Allen when he is becoming the Santa Claus, but he's not all the way.
He's fighting it.
When the woman asks if he got stung, or he says he got stung by a bee at work.
Mm-hmm. That was a funny body.
And she's like, a bee?
We should do...
Really? And he says, yeah, it was a big B. That's what I want to do. And then be able to run away so fast. And have the brains of El Chapo.
We should do... So you could hide. We should do more of these commentary episodes because it really focuses us nicely. Because some of our episodes feel kind of aimless
disjointed.
And we're just like feeling around for something. But this is a nice anchor where, yes, this guy's a plastic surgeon. Yes, this lady's dead. And so that is like a constant in the show and you never feel lost. But also we stumble onto, through talking about the show, these great things like imagining having... The speed of Michael Johnson and a clue to get his shoes and the brains of El Chapo and the stung by a bee joke body of Tim Allen from the Santa Claus. The perfect man. And if you could sort of pick who you wanted to be, I mean, who among us wouldn't select those type of attributes? Oh, there's the baby again. I hope they do it right this time.
Is this the same show?
Yeah. Maybe.
I cannot believe how long a show can be.
How much time was there? Did you see?
When you did it so fast?
Yeah.
Well, that made it even longer. So whatever it would have said, it now takes longer.
I feel like we're done.
It says on the top.
So the subtitle just said George Michael and that's it. And then this song started playing. They didn't feel that they needed to be any more specific. I think they think this is George Michael's most famous song, but it's not.
Is our guest here for a different episode?
He texted cool after I told him the address, and that's the last I heard.
Okay. Well, that seems like he's going to be here really soon then. So this is a song... See, and this is one of those interesting Ryan Murphy things. They're about to do surgery on a baby and this song is very...
Very sexy.
Very sexual because I feel like they're... gonna get to see all the baby's parts is what's kind of implied.
No. Well, if I know this show, we actually won't.
They'll find some way to like put a baby's mouth over it or something. Seems to be the MO.
You know what I never asked? What kind of face would you have?
What kind of... Well...
Or is it implied that you have Tim Allen's face as well? Because that kind of makes the stung by a bee thing work.
It that that is a big part of the joke. I wonder if I could have just his funny chin. And the face of, like, see, it's interesting. The face of LeBron, but, like, white. Does that make sense?
Not to me. But I'm piecing through it, you know? But immediately, just being totally honest, does that make sense to me? No, because I haven't gotten there yet, but I think when I get there, it's going to be worth the trip.
Right. Because I don't want...
Shh. I'm thinking about it.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. What were you going to say?
I just don't want there to be two different colors of face and chin.
God. Right.
I have no idea how glad I am to see you.
Is Peter Dinklage married to the same lady as the doctor? I can't tell these ladies apart.
I think that is the same lady.
But he kissed her...
And he left and came back?
Probably to finish the job.
The blue balls were too much.
And even the way he walked in was very slow.
Yeah.
No Michael Johnson here.
What would you do?
In what situation?
When you get to come back.
Oh, well, I believe the same thing as you do, so... Yeah.
Well,
what am I going to be? So I'm putting together the perfect man with different parts. Well, Pauly Shore sense of humor, duh.
Who's that? Oh, Pauly Shore sense of humor. Yeah, that's good.
Gavin Rossdale's songwriting ability. I guess I want to be able to jump as high as Bruce Jenner, but without the... And I know I have no problem with what he's doing.
Be
but
careful, because they will trick
it's
you.
It's not any... I'm just... Because just the...
They can just be very tricky with the requests.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you say, like, jump as high as Bruce Jenner, then... It might be it has to be in high heels. Or something.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. And I would like to, because that's Caitlin.
That's right. That's right. His is sneakers.
And this is not to start any controversy, but I'd like to have the bravery of the Navy SEAL man who should have won the Bravery Award this past year that I always am so invested in. That Bravery Award's so important to me, I'm always talking about it.
But not his...
So the runner-up, I guess, I want his bravery.
You want his bravery, but not his leg...
Not his jumping ability.
Or his leglessness.
Not to start, no.
Later?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think this time it really is over.
I'd want the Keith Stone's Taste in Beverages. Do you remember the Keith Stone campaign?
No, tell me about
that. Keystone Beers. There was a guy named Keith Stone who was really cool. Just got me thinking about commercials when we watched that Sapporo commercial.
Keith Stone Beers?
No, Keystone Light is a beer.
And
Keith Stone was a real cool guy who might be hanging out in a 7-Eleven.
Yes, I remember.
To get that one.
So you want to come back with bitter beer face?
I know. I want no bitter beer face. That's the advantage of having Keith Stone's good taste.
Because if you don't specify sometimes, they will send you back with bitter beer face.
Oh, don't I know it. I guess I'd want that Prince Symbols wardrobe. Like when he was the symbol.
Right. When he just went...
But he's Prince again, and he was Prince before, but when he was the symbol.
When he was that Prince symbol.
That's when he was dressed great.
Do you have to find those? The clothes?
Ooh, okay. Well, I guess what I get is a is an Amex Black card and a ride to Rodeo Drive.
You have to say whose Amex Black card?
His?
Bill Lawrence. And then he made Scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Undateable live. And then I guess I want my sister's old dorm room.
Okay.
Because it had some really cool posters. And what else do I want?
Is your sister there?
Hmm? No.
Where does she get? Where does she have to go?
I don't care. Because I'd like to be alone with her roommate as well. And then David Fincher's Eye for Detail. Kelly Clarkson's experience on American Idol. Just winning and all that.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
Of all the winners of American Idol, that's the best experience to have because it was so new.
That's a good choice. Biggie's flow with Tupac's hardness.
I chose Phillip Phillips' experience on American Idol, and I wish I had chosen Kelly Clarkson's experience.
Home. Yeah.
Biggie's flow, Tupac's hardness.
Yes. And then, am I all full up? Do I have more stuff I should ask for?
You have two more lines on the form.
Better choose wisely.
Mm-hmm. You need a body still, I think.
Well, I wouldn't mind being the Mohawk Gremlin from Gremlins. In terms of how, because he seemed very strong and ferocious. And you say, oh, society won't accept you like that, Sean, but I know I'm going to win American Idol, so clearly they have.
Yes.
But I don't need to have his face, but I want his body.
And you also want the bravery award.
No, you
just have
the runner-up.
That's right. You didn't win, but you had the bravery that should have won.
No, I'm not saying should have or shouldn't have. I'm just saying that guy seemed pretty brave to me.
Okay. I thought you did
say. And I really care about that award.
I thought you did say should have.
No, I never said should have. I never said that, Hayes.
Okay.
All I said was, if you ask me, that guy's mighty brave. Snoopy's face.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.